Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Brouwer moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Heil reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lascano hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Allinson reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro juggles the ball. That's an error on Castro. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bob McClure now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Galasso now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allinson tags and scores. Remy tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lascano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Lascano reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Dick Drago now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allinson for a passed ball. Lascano moves to third. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy pinch runs for George Scott. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Jack Brohmer. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf bunts towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wolf for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing first base. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson bunts towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.